everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Brought to the Table podcast. Today, it's just going to be me, Diana, and we're going to do a quick little Happy Thanksgiving episode, because for us here in the United States, it is right about Thanksgiving time. It's a very important holiday to us, and I thought I'd just share a fun Thanksgiving story with you guys. So, this is going to be Thanksgiving in Rwanda. Last year, I spent an entire month, the month of November, in Rwanda, specifically two places, Huye and Nimbumba. And in those two places, I was there to help with a program that focused on creating sustainable change for some of the people who didn't have a lot in their lives, but really were actively working to make a change that wasn't just donating money or food that could only last so long, but was that something that would be ever sustainable for them and their children and so on and so forth. Part of that involved teaching at a local school that helped a lot of underprivileged youth and a lot of street kids, kind of giving them a home. And while we were there, Thanksgiving came about. And so it was a plan that we, myself and the group of people that I was there working with, I was there with a house mom, and I was there with about 11 other students, just like myself, who was doing this program. And we all decided it would be a wonderful thing to do Thanksgiving and put on a Thanksgiving dinner for the teachers and the educators and the people who we were there to work with and help, and the hotel staff who was so gracious. And so essentially we planned out the meal, we figured out how many ingredients we need, and additionally we were going to cook it in the kitchen of the hotel we were staying at. I say hotel, it was one of the best hotels in Huye. It was absolutely lovely, and the kitchen staff was very nice to let us take over their kitchen. And so when I say we got a fresh turkey, I mean it was still clucking. We did not have to take care of that part, bless. And so I also realized that from my point of view, I had the most cooking experience, which led to a lot of cooking. We ended up doing mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, homemade mac and cheese, so we had to make our own cheese sauce. I made two different pies. I made apple pie. We made all sorts of different foods so that way we could share with our guests what is traditional for us at Thanksgiving, because we weren't able to be home for Thanksgiving. So, oh man, this kitchen. Gordon Ramsay would have shut us down. We were very lucky and privileged to be able to use this kitchen, which is one of the most beautiful hotels in Huye. But this kitchen was definitely not what I was used to working with. Quick fun fact, I hate bugs. I hate them desperately and horribly. I particularly hate cockroaches. And so while I was cooking here in this kitchen, it's not unusual for cockroaches to be casually milling about and bugs to be casually milling about more there than perhaps at home. I kept having to have someone shoo away cockroaches while I was cooking the pie. That was fun. Essentially, I had made a lot of this food from scratch already. It was something I did with my family. I help make pies every year. I actually help make a lot of the food with Thanksgiving every year. It's kind of a family tradition. My grandmother taught me how to make pies, how to make mashed potatoes, how to make almost anything. She was one of the most amazing cooks. And she was also a Southern cook because, bless her heart, she was from deep South Kentucky, and she made some of the best food that you could possibly imagine. And so I'm baking this pie, and luckily I know how to make all this by scratch. I also know that I'm gonna have to convince these ladies to use a little more butter because they're giving me like the smallest little dollop known to mankind. And I'm trying to get this pie in the oven because I gotta make another one. And then, ooh, Lardy, there were so many things that, like, I was trying to cook and do all at the same time. Thank God I didn't have to handle the turkey. But, so, somebody's constantly shooing away cockroaches while I'm trying to roll out this pie dough. Some of the other people I'm there working with also really like to play Christmas music, which, also a fun fact, I don't like a ton of Christmas songs. There's, like, one or two that I really enjoy, but for the most part, I'm not a big Christmas music person. It's, like, not my cup of tea, especially not in November. And so they're playing Christmas songs. I'm trying to like tune that out and I'm trying to focus on getting this pie done. And I keep, cause I hate bugs. I keep having to call someone over to keep shooing bugs out of my pie dough. And then, oh, hey, we got to get the cheese sauce going. And so I look around. I'm like, all right, who knows how to make a roux? And I get some blank faces. So I did not know until I started to learn to make my own cheese sauce for mac and cheese, because I thought it would be fun to do because I like cooking. A roux is when you start with butter and flour and milk and you kind of get this like paste thing going. And it is actually the base for a lot of sauces, but in particular a cheese sauce for like homemade mac and cheese. The problem with a roux is that you have to watch it, because if the butter burns, you got to start all over. And especially when you have because you start with the butter and then you got to add the flour in, and that can burn very easily if you do not have enough butter to kind of go together with the flour, because then the flour will burn and stick to the pot, or the butter will burn and it will taste awful. Burnt butter only works in certain contexts where that is the goal, but for cheese sauce, you don't want to have burnt butter. And then additionally, you have to add the milk. And once you have to make sure this is all stirred together so it incorporates into a smooth kind of sauce, because otherwise you end up with like these lumpy kind of bits of flour and milk and like it's kind of greasy. I know, because the first time I tried to make a roux, I failed really bad. And so this is the base for cheese sauce, and for doing homemade mac and cheese, thank goodness we already had noodles, because I was not going through pasta making here. We did not have a pasta maker, and shaping pasta by hand is really difficult, at least for me. And so, like, I finally finished the pies, and I get it all in the oven, and I also finally convinced them to let me use more than the teaspoon of butter that they originally wanted to use, and you know, we're asking for measuring instruments, and every time we do, we politely ask our wonderful translators, who are the most smart, amazing people on this planet, and they turn to the kitchen staff, and they, you know, translate for us, and the kitchen staff kind of looks, and laughs, laughs a little more, but then eventually they help us find some of the measuring instruments. I don't blame them for laughing. I can only imagine that this group of American students just waltzing into their kitchen and cooking like chickens with their heads cut off. Boy, did it feel like Thanksgiving at home. 8 different dishes going all at once, this, that, and the other. Hoo lardy. And so we finally get the cheese sauce going, and that's great. And I finally have all my pies done, and then the mashed potatoes. Making a massive vat of mashed potatoes by hand is not easy. I could have had to make bread, guys. Guys, I could have had to make bread there. I do passable rolls, guys. I can do passable bread and rolls here at home when it's a little more of a controlled environment. But on top of that, oh, I don't think I could have done it, guys. I think it would have been too much of a challenge for me. Like, maybe a better baker. But we were eyeballing a lot of this. We did not use a lot of baking instruments, guys. Everything turned out great. And so we finally get started on the mashed potatoes, and I'm like whipping, because it is all in the wrist, guys. If you want smooth potatoes, you take all the anger and frustration that you have been having for that week, that month, that day, that year, you pick it, and you beat those potatoes. You beat them like they owe you money. You beat them like there is, like, songs are happening, it's a music video, and those potatoes owe you money. But it's a really big vat of potato. I'm a short person, guys. I'm about 5 feet. This thing is like half my height, and I'm trying to whip these potatoes and also convince them once again that yes, we do need more butter than a teaspoon. Guys, I'm a southern cook. We need more butter than a teaspoon, people. Help me out here. We need more butter than a teaspoon, and yes, we do need more salt. Please just trust me. It's a massive vat of potatoes, I promise. So I finally get those going, and the cheese sauce and the noodles are boiling, and the pie is not quite done because apparently the oven and the temperature, so we use Fahrenheit, they use Celsius. That was an interesting time, especially since it's me, a translator, and the Rwandan cook whose English is not quite as fluent. Totally get it, man. My Kenyan Rwandan, also not fluent. I remember like 2 things in Kenyan Rwandan, I'll be honest. Languages are hard, guys. And so we're going through this like extra step of translating of, hey man, the oven's not very hot. We're gonna need to get this hotter if we're gonna bake this pie. And he's telling me through the translator how to kind of like try and get this pie going. And, you know, it's a fun back and forth that's happening before we finally get the oven up to an acceptable heat. Because again, I have no recipe and I'm going off general memory, which is a lot easier when you're in your own kitchen. But anywho, finally get the pies going. The turkey is now, how do I put this? The turkey is now living challenged. And so that's getting going. And thank God I did not have to baste that, which actually, by the way, we could have used a nice brine on it. It would have given a nice. Turkey is a very bland meat, so you got to add a little extra into it. It's like tofu, except, you know, stringier. Anyway, and between all this, keep in mind that for this month in Rwanda, we have had no contact with any of our families because we would have essentially had to buy a phone card to contact them and have a Wi-Fi minutes, and it's a whole nine. And it was essentially an extra expense that our program coordinator told us to not bother with and just enjoy the experience of not using a phone for a month. Man, that's BS. We have developed amazing tools. We should use them. Having a flashlight and a calculator all in one place is very handy, especially when a kid is asking you about a math problem that you haven't done for like 5 years, but you're supposed to be teaching them. And also, you're looking for the chalk that the kids kind of hid slash ate. You're really hoping they didn't eat it. Anyway, but in between all this craziness and cooking and trying to produce this dinner, because we gave the educators and the what have you and all of our guests a certain time to be here by, we had the opportunity to email our families for the first time in a month and say, "Hey guys, happy Thanksgiving. How is this going?" The problem was is that to do that, we have to log into our own email. And it is very difficult when you have not seen your email for a month to not read through it, because email nowadays is your mailbox, and hey man, important things could be happening and lingering for a month that you don't know about. Anywho, I'm like trying to wait my turn to get on this email, and in between all this, I can only really have you guys ever had this moment? Only have this moment where you're like, what life choices did I pick to get here? You kind of pull out from like where you're actually sitting and you're looking around at your life and you can't really believe how crazy it is. Man, I'm making homemade mac and cheese and apple pie in Rwanda for Thanksgiving. And I'm also doing a lot of this cooking. I was doing most of the cooking, let's be honest here. All the people who helped were wonderful and they helped a lot. And I probably could not have done the cooking by myself if I really wanted to, at least not in that amount of time. But I ended up doing a lot of the main recipeing and this and that and the other, just because it was regular for me. And the reason was that is my grandma taught me to cook. This holiday, this Thanksgiving holiday was. When you kind of pull out and you think about these life choices, I really thought about my grandmother. My grandmother, Donna Beth Coleman, who would put on this amazing meal and all this nine, and she felt like it looked like she was doing it flawlessly. And now that I was in this same spot as her, I could only wonder how in the world she did this for Thanksgiving. And so I got to email my family. I got to say, "Hey guys. Man, do I know how my grandma felt." And hoolardy, it's a time. But the important thing is that eventually everything came out okay. The turkey came out fine. The mac and cheese came out with plenty of cheese sauce because I made them buy extra cheese. I also learned that apparently I have the recipe for chocolate chip cookies, apple pie, and a lot of other things just kind of stored away in the back of my head. I learned that I could make an apple pie with very interesting conditions. I also learned to be very grateful for a kitchen where I do not have a cockroach trying to crawl on my food every 5 seconds. Be grateful, guys. And when you see kitchen nightmares and you watch Gordon Ramsay shut them down, be grateful. And so eventually the food finally came out. I was exhausted, but of course we had to get up for teaching the next day. I was utterly exhausted, but all the food finally laid out on the table, and we finally got to have a wonderful moment with all of our Rwandan guests who we got to be able to explain to them why this day mattered to us, and not just in the sense of pilgrims and Native Americans having the first meal as the kind of history sells it to, But in a way that Thanksgiving is special from Christmas is that it is a time for your family, whatever form they may take. In this case, it was my translators. Clenia, if you ever listen to this, you are a wonderful human being who is intensely smart and amazing, and are the educators who were giving their lives to help these children who have nothing, and they've dedicated their lives to making them better, and it's just incredible. To the hotel staff who puts up with our wild, crazy American ways, which also includes not wanting grasshoppers on the toilet. That's another story for another day. And, of course, all the coordinators who help give us this wonderful opportunity to be here. And we got to explain to them that we're thankful. We got to go around the table and say what we're thankful for, which I know a lot of families do. And Thanksgiving in Rwanda, even though I really missed my family and I really missed being there with them, Thanksgiving in Rwanda actually turned out to be not so bad. I feel like that's the title of a great children's book, guys. Thanksgiving in Rwanda. It's me and a little cockroach giving a thumbs up and winking at the audience. Look for it. Barnes & Noble. Amazon. I'll have it out there someday. Either way, this was my story of Thanksgiving in Rwanda. And I just am wishing everyone out there not just a happy Thanksgiving, but also maybe having a day of, like, being very thankful and very happy and grateful for what you do have in your life. We may not have everything, and I know we may have nothing, but there are still some things in this world that are thankful for having. All right, this has been Diana with your very special Thanksgiving Brought to the Table episode. If you guys have your own Thanksgiving stories to share, we would love to hear them. We are on Twitter at the To the Table Pod. We have our wonderful Tumblr that I revamped, guys, and it looks so cool, so please check it out. We are Brought to the Table. We are also on Facebook at Brought to the Table. Message us there. Tell us all about your Thanksgiving stories. Or if you just want to say, hey man, happy Thanksgiving, feel free to email us at brought to the table@gmail.com. This has been Diana. All right, guys. Bye.